I was on the way over today, and I was, Ellis was with me. I said, Ellis, do you even know who Jerry Claiborne was? And he said, no. So I gave him a little brief historical event on the way over about his football prowess and all the things that he did as a coach and as a man. Fantastic person. One of the best guys that ever come out of Hopkinsville, athletically, character, whatever all those things are involved. But I also told him that the criteria we set up when we first started this, there's been years I've had nobody qualify. So this is a very prestigious thing, and the qualifications that you have to go through just to get to this point, it's hard to do that, because a lot of kids now want to play one sport only. They don't want to do their GPAs. They don't forget about that. I'll just make an ACT score or whatever. And to be active in church and community, I think all those things are important. So our winner this year is Ellis Dunn, transferred over from Christian County this past year. Fantastic person, great character guy. He got put in a bad situation this year. Our quarterback tears an ACL the fourth week and against Christian County. And we have nobody. I mean, absolutely nobody that could possibly do it. So I just went to Ellis. I said, you're the best athlete on the team, so if you're okay with it, I want you to play quarterback. So we struggled for a while, but he got better and better and better. He's going to attend Georgetown College on a football scholarship. I talked to their coach the other day. They expect him to come in and start this year right off the bat. In my mind, all the way through, I thought he would be a Sun Belt Conference USA kind of player. He just slipped through the cracks. I told the guy from Georgetown, I said, you just lucked out. He said, absolutely, we did. Sometimes it just falls into your, whatever. But he wanted to go to an academic school as well. Georgetown's a fantastic school. He was the Kentucky New Era Football Athlete of the Year. He played in the Bluegrass All-Star Game, Kentucky All-Star Game this year. He's been to All-Conference two or three times, All-WKC two or three times. Going to be great. I'm looking forward to watch his career develop and looking forward to his development as a person, and I think he's going to do absolutely great in the future. Ellis Dunn.
Okay, Coach Loveless. One for Antonio.
Yes. Antonio Abrams, he is our winner. Antonio carried above a 3.25 grade point average. He laddered the last 3 years for us. Antonio tore his ACL his junior year. So he came back this year and was one of our leaders of our team. He also wrestles. I'm like Coach Clayton. I think Antonio was a D1 guy. I think Murray State got a steal because his upside is unreal. Matter of fact, I think his uncle Ricky won this award too at one time. So there's a lot of great things about Antonio. I'm going to miss about him later. Great young man. His dad also coaches with me. He's involved in our Little League football program. He's involved in his church, constantly doing stuff, and he's always wanted to help kids. And and his future is really bright. I'm very excited that he got this award, well deserved, well earned. And he is going to go to Murray State on a scholarship to play football there. So, Antonio Abrams.
Young man, if I can just say one thing to you, when you go on to this next level, it's going to be a lot harder than it was in high school. And that passion that you have to get to where you've been, you got to magnify that. You got to love it, whether it's academics or football. So, but just have a passion for whatever you do in life, and you'll go on and succeed. All right?
All right. Thank you, John, and congratulations again. Now we're going to have Tab Brockman, if you would please come and introduce our speaker today.